From the Defont Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, this is episode 199 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. I am Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Susie, also in sunny Southwest Florida. Susie, how are you this evening?
I am very happy because it's Christmas and I am in sunny Southwest Florida.
The temperature got up to 83 degrees. I went out to Venice Island to get my hair cut. I could look dapper for the holiday season. You have to admit I do look dapper this
evening. You look very nice. He does a nice job with your hair.
I threw him a 20 for Christmas. Is that a decent tip? He was shocked.
Yeah, that's good. They say you should tip, like, I think it's 3 services.
Oh, 3, so I should have given him 18 times 3. All right, so I was a cheapskate, but probably 20 more than Klinsman hands his barber. We are going to do things different, a little different today. We're not going to do our bantering like me and Klinsman do at the beginning. We're actually going to talk about a little excursion we had up to property last weekend. We went up on the, I think it was the 16th, up to the Grand Floridian. Before we get started, though, Susie, you do have a yuppie beer, so let's get right into the unofficial beer sponsor of the week.
Oh, I just have my traditional Samuel Adams winter lager. I like to have a holiday beer.
Is there anything to read off the label?
It says it's warm and festive. It's a lager brewed with orange peel, cinnamon, and ginger. It is... I don't know. Gary always says what the
alcohol content is. Yep. So once again, you came very well prepared.
Oh, it's 5.6%.
Oh, 5.6. That's quite a bit. I got my 16 ounce Bud Light lagers here in my Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, Mall of America.
That's not the Mall of America one.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it says Mall. The other one says Mall of America.
You have one from Mall of America and the other one's not from Mall of America.
They were both from Mall of America. I haven't been to any other Bubba Gump shrimp companies.
I thought your mom brought you one from Hawaii.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay, my apologies.
Again, let's be a little more prepared when you show up for the Por Favor podcast.
Well,
thank
you. Very much. When I hear more than 10 minutes in advance, it's easier for me to remember.
Usually more timing than Klinsman gives to me or I give to Klinsman. Very classy. Very classy. That will not be edited out, by the way.
Yes, it will.
It will not be edited out. You don't know how to use Audacity, so...
I can delete the whole thing.
That is going to stay in.
I'm going to delete the whole thing.
It's all password protected.
No, it's not.
We have the highest IT security here.
No security. Rhodey could jump on this thing. The whole thing would go away.
Donald Fartloy recording.
Wow.
All right. Anyways, let's get into it. We went up to property last Saturday. We tried to get a ADR to Artist Point, and we failed. So we went to Susie's favorite restaurant, which is
Narcusi's.
Actually, how do you pronounce it?
Narcusi's.
And we hit traffic again on I-4. It was supposed to take us an hour and a half. It took us about 2 hours. Bottleneck up at what's that area where there's always a bottleneck?
Exit 55,
it slows down, yep. So anyways, we got there, we went right to dinner.
Which was amazing.
Okay, why don't you talk about Narcusi's real quick.
We each started with the lobster bisque, which is one of the best soups I've ever had in my life. And then we split the calamari, which I was not a huge fan of this time. I felt like the breading was heavier than it has been in the past, but you really liked it.
I thought it was good. It's not my favorite calamari is from Portofino in my old stomping grounds of Warwick, Rhode Island, because they had that nice garlic butter dipping sauce.
Yeah, and they had a really, really light breading on it, too.
And they did.
Which is how the Capital Grill does theirs, too.
Yep, so you weren't totally fond on the calamari.
Correct.
Okay, but how about the entree?
The entree was amazing. You went with the surf and turf. Was 2 butter poached lobster tails and a sirloin. And it had mashed potatoes and some roasted root vegetables. And it was so, so good. I could have eaten that lobster all night.
And that's what you said. You said the next time we go up to Narcusi's, you're going to get just the twin lobster, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I will say, I think it's a little disappointing that they changed the filet to a sirloin, because I think they wanted to bring the price down, because it's a $50 meal, so you get the 2 lobster tails with the sirloin. But a sirloin's something that you're going to get at Applebee's or Texas Roadhouse or something like that. I think when you're going all in at Narcusi's, you might want to have a filet mignon. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
Would you pay $20 extra to have a filet with that?
I would. Because if you're going to Narcusi's, you're expecting that you're going to shell out some money anyway.
Yeah, you know, a sirloin's something that you might get at the Grand Floridian Cafe or one of the other one signature or one table service credits around Walt Disney World. So if you're listening, please, please put back either, you know, a nice filet mignon or...
Even a nice strip would be good.
Or a ribeye, or a New York strip, or a T-bone. But that dinner was brought to you by Chaza Ranger Balls. Range Ball sales did contribute to the dinner at Nakasuzi. So we kind of ate a little early. We got there about 5:30 and they seated us pretty much right away.
Yeah, we were late for our reservation and they still accommodated us very quickly.
And then after that, we walked right over to the main lobby so that we could catch, what was it, the 7:40.
Grand Floridian Society Orchestra Show.
Grand Floridian Society Orchestra Show. We got there about 5 minutes early and listened to the piano man. And then we headed upstairs. I have that little nook carved out and I get to stand right next to the band and watch them. And that's always a treat, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like them. They enjoy what they do. They're very good musicians. And it's just fun to watch them. And, you know, they do kind of jazzed up versions of the Disney standards, but then they do a really nice job with the holiday songs as well.
Yeah, they did a little mix. They did some of their Disney songs, and then they had about probably three holiday songs as well. They played for a while, too. I think they played almost till about 25 past 8.
Because I thought it was just half an hour, and they went a little longer.
Now, what do you want to say about the lobby? Because you're always in awe whenever you walk in there at Christmas time.
Because it's just so beautiful, and they completely deck it out, but it's so understated in its elegance that it doesn't feel overdone. Even though you've got all these trees and all these garlands and bows and the gigantic gingerbread house, which I don't know if I've missed it in the previous years, but this year there was actual smoke coming out of the chimney, which I thought was the coolest thing. I was like a little kid.
Yeah, I did notice that standing on the second level watching the orchestra. I looked over at one point and I saw the steam coming out of the chimney. And like you said, I've never noticed that either.
So that was a very cool touch. But I think it's kind of all your memories of Christmas brought together. The smells and the feeling, like the decorations and the music. It's just a really, really good combo. And I think, as much as I like the decorations at Yacht Club and Beach Club and everything, I really think the only other place that can kind of touch it as far as ambiance goes at Christmas, is Wilderness Lodge.
That's a good teaser for when we wrap the show up. And then after we watched the orchestra, I went down and I watched the piano guy perform for a while. I actually watched his entire show. He was asking people what they wanted to play.
Really?
Yeah, he asked me what I wanted to hear. And he asked a couple kids and, you know, what their favorite... He asked a girl after me what her favorite Disney princess was. And he played a song for her, and he just kept working the crowd and playing songs for...
What did you request?
I just told him to play a Christmas, just any type of Christmas song.
Hmm. And what did he play?
I forget. We'll find out when we listen to the
Sights
and Sounds. It's a surprise. Again, it's a teaser. You'll find out momentarily. But then you walked around to like all the little petite shops, didn't you?
I did go to all the little uppity shops. Got some soap at Basin for my coworkers, which they all loved. Thought it smelled amazing. They thought it was really cute because they got all the different Christmas patterns. A reindeer, a snowman, a tree.
Now, do you like the shops there?
I do like the shops there. I like the fact that they have a decent selection of Disney merchandise, but they also have like Tommy Bahama and Lily Pulitzer and Vineyard Vines. So it's just kind of a nice break from the constant Disney stuff.
And I made a purchase right before we left. We went into, I forget the name of that, gift shop. It's on the first floor, right?
Seaside Sundries or something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that. Right by the gingerbread house. And I had my eye on this Grand Floridian pullover. And I saw it online on the Shop Disney app. And what's so fantastic was it said in-store only. So I don't know, you know, just like their regular My Disney Experience app, it's pretty worthless because this is supposed to be an app where you can shop online to buy your favorite Disney merchandise. So if you're in Cromwell, Connecticut, and you see this pullover Grand Floridian jacket, and it says in-store only, that you're kind of SOL.
It defeats the purpose.
It kind of defeats the purpose of using that app to purchase all things Disney. But they did not have a 2X, and, you know, obviously it would make sense that if they did have a 2X, that it would be out on the rack. So Susie asked the girl in there just if she could double-check the back and see if they had a 2X, and sure as poop, she came out and she had two of the 2X. And it's a beautiful jacket. And it's, yes, Doug, it is going to be something that I wear when it gets down to about 65 degrees and we're hanging around Bay Lake watching fireworks or watching the boat parade.
Now, we're talking about Doug, I want to say Merry Christmas to Marshall.
Oh, Marshall gets a shout-out from Por Favor Susie. You're not wishing the rest of the Willings
Marshall in particular, because he's a nice kid. He deserves to be wished a Merry Christmas.
I got nothing else to add. Susie, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, apparently everything else is a surprise.
Well, there's no surprise. It's called teasers here as a professional podcaster.
Oh, I didn't realize we were professional.
You're not.
Oh, okay.
All right, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the action from the Grand Floridian from a week ago.
All right, we're live here at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Entering the main lobby area, walking by the gingerbread house. We're here. We're going to bring you the Grand Floridian Society Orchestra. Here just about a week before Christmas.
Thank you.
I'm going to head upstairs, get a closer look.
Thank you. Thank you. bad back. Wind banjo. Not air banjo, wind banjo. Okay, everything back in your head. Oh, cool. Well, we're here every night, so you can drop by any time.
Yeah, that makes sense, though. That you'd be here. How awesome.
Saxophone player. Cool. I'll go.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Happy birthday to you. I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I stopped off at the North Pole to spend a holiday. I called on dear old Santa Claus to see what I could see. He took me to his workshop and told his plans to me. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. So you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
fuck that I can't wear that. That's so long.
Christmassy.
Somebody says White Christmas right there.
That's fine by me. Thank you.
So I guess that's what I'm going to do. And by the way, there's no music record. There's no music record.
I know, that's so it's like you memorize it all.
Yeah. Who's up? Who wants what? Christmas song, Disney song, what, any song? What's that? Clubwood. I haven't played that all night long.
Thank you.
something from Mulan. What's that from? Oh, no, a reflection. No, I knew that reflection. Or something else, I don't know.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. This is episode 199 of the Por Favor Montengase Alejandro de las podcast. You just got done listening to the Grand Floridian Orchestra as well as Mr. Melnick down in the lobby playing the piano. Great sounds, great Christmas music. Hope it got you in the mood as you travel over to Grandma's house.
Well, over there to Grandma's up there back in Minnesota.
And you're just shaking your head. You're going to Grandma's up there, Becker. Yeah, Becker Furniture.
World.
Going to have some lutefisk. And
some nice lefse.
Some lefse.
Some nice pickled herring.
All the stuff. We had a traditional. I had a couple
at the Hanky
household in Plymouth, Minnesota. I mean, you want to talk about a Scandinavian Christmas. They had all that nonsense. What did they have on their table?
I don't even remember. There was a little bit of everything. I don't think I've ever seen more food for such a small group of people.
Oh, and it was just all stuff that you're like, what is this? Other than like the ham and the traditional stuff.
The herring was really good, actually.
You liked the pickled herring?
I did.
Oh, that just looked awful.
No, it was good. And that's not something that I normally would have tried, but the Swedish roots made me have to at least give it a shot.
I don't even think Klinsmann would like that. Do you think he would like it?
Yeah, I think he would.
I don't know. That just looked and smelled awful. It just looked and smelled awful.
I won't do lutefisk, though.
You won't do that?
I draw the line.
That just soaks in battery acid, and then it's dried with, like, paper towels. You know, they probably have, like, the little towels that's embedded in that nonsense. Now, you like that other stuff that Terry Joe Barachek's family made, right? The
lefse.
Stuff you all... You like lefse?
Yeah, I do.
You got that at... Have you ever gotten that at Epcot?
No.
That would be a nice... I think a nice thing to walk around World Showcase around Christmas having.
Yeah.
Some nice lefse.
Probably. I like the school bread from Norway too much, though.
The school bread from Norway. You've had that?
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty good?
Yeah.
This is Eric. So what better place to spend an afternoon than a lobby at one of your favorite resorts? Now, you did mention one of your other favorites is Wilderness Lodge.
Yes.
So I think for next week, we'll have to do a compare and contrast because we're going to go check that lobby up, too.
Okay.
This weekend. I have an ADR on Christmas Eve for...
Oh, you do have one.
For Artist Point.
Oh, I didn't realize you got it.
I was able to get it.
Awesome. I'm very much looking forward to that.
A little early, so it's a 4:05, which is good for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Little 4:05 dinner at Artist Point. Susie's never been there. I went there with my mom. It's one of my favorite places. I had the swordfish, which if you do the swordfish really, really right, there's nothing better. And I'm a steak guy, but there's nothing better than a beautiful grilled swordfish.
I don't know if the swordfish is on the menu now, is it?
No, it's not. It was a couple years ago. No, the swordfish isn't. Maybe, who knows, maybe they'll have a special, but they're very, very seasonal at Artist Point, so...
Awesome.
They usually have different things on the menu, but I think it'll be cool to do a little compare and contrast, because everybody says that they like Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I don't know if it's people are afraid to admit that they like the Grand Floridian because they think they're going to come off as snobs. Because I think the Grand Floridian's... I think it's my favorite lobby. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I mean, it just... It's very, very, very classy. And it's actually a step up from the actual Hotel del Coronado.
Yeah, Hotel del...
Because that's so old and it's got all the hardwood floors and everything, where the Grand Floridian's got marble floors and the carpeting and everything. So they, like, took it and then kicked it up several emerald notches.
Yeah, a couple of notches. I don't know where you get your mashed potatoes from, but where I get mine, it don't come seasoned.
Put a little milk in it.
All right, we can wrap this bad boy up. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, search for a Por Favor podcast. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor podcast. You can follow me personally on Twitter at Por Favor Mike. Email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email Gary at Por Favor Podcast, me, Mike, at Por Favor Podcast, and also check out our YouTube channel. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Susie, you don't have any email addresses or social media or anything like that.
Yeah, I have it all. I just don't remember what it is and I don't use it. So there's really no point in contacting me.
Well, again, thank you.
Unless you know me personally.
Thank you for coming prepared. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. You love being on the show. You're going to be on again next week.
I can't wait.
I know how much you love coming in studio.
I do.
Performing to our 17.8 million listeners.
Wow.
We overtook
right
the Rush.
Right up there with Dave Ramsey.
We overtook the Rush Limbaugh show. We are number one now. We are number one. Mr. Limbaugh is number two, Sean Hannity, and fourth is Dave Ramsey. So congratulations, Gary. We are number one now in the media world.
I think this is fake news. news.
That it very well could be fake news. Anyways, guys, Merry Christmas from sunny Southwest Florida to all you Northerners. I hope you enjoy the snow. I know Minnesota's going to get hammered this weekend, and I think it's...
We're not supposed to get rain.
Oh, it's going to be rain instead of snow? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's even worse. All the roofs are just hoping for dreaming of a white...
Well, yeah, but if you're going to have precipitation on Christmas, you want it to be snow instead of rain.
Nah, then it messes up your driving plans. I'd rather have rain.
It's Rhode Island. Where do you drive? I mean, you're the furthest drive I ever knew of somebody who went somewhere like for Christmas Eve and came home. We drove from Governor Francis Farms to my aunt's house in... What's it called?
To here.
Where my dad lives. Warwick Neck.
Steve Melnick's in the
snow. Not a big deal. There's a little snow.
All right, for Susie, I am Mike down in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next week.
Merry Christmas.